Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Friday. Oh, yes, indeed it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. I told you that I've got a family four-pack of tickets, and I want to give them to you. I really do. It's for the 61st Annual Hot Rods and Custom Cars Show. It is the biggest one on the East Coast, and it's going to take place February the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Would you like that family four-pack? How about, caller number 19. I just picked a number out of the air. I hope it works for you. Caller number 19 right now, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 19. You're going to get that family four-pack of tickets for this amazing car show. It's going to be at Meadow Event Park in Doswell, February the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th. I'm sorry, Ryan. I thought 19 was a good number. We're going with 19. And Ryan's going to take your call. I promise you that. And caller number 19 will get those tickets. Okay? 833-804-1140. That's also the number you use on Saturday mornings to call and get your car questions answered. 833-804-1140. It's also the number you can text your car questions or any other questions or comments anytime you want. Saturday morning, though, in the garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio show. And it should come as no surprise because it's hosted by Stan, who is my brother from another mother. He's also the owner, the operator of the best independent auto repair shop in all of Central Virginia, as determined by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And how lucky are we that Stan makes time for us on Fridays. Stan, good afternoon.
Just cats. Jeff Katz, listen, you make time for me. I get to spend a couple minutes after all the self high fives, all the great things that you do for our community, and I get to come and try to speak somehow behind you. I don't think it's possible, bro. Like, Richmond knows what I'm talking. People know what I'm talking about. Virginia knows who we have here. We're very protective of you, Jeff. We've had some people come and go, and we ain't trying to make or trying to let Jeff go. So, thank you for all you do, man. I'm looking forward to it. We have so much fun. I just met another customer this afternoon, came in. He works down at the Carpenter Center and does some of the staging and some of the stuff down there. It was awesome to have him come in. He said, just came in because I heard about you on the radio. And, you know, I come from Colorado and really love everything you guys have done. Thank you. So just thank you guys for you know, we do a lot. And I'm not afraid to speak my mind. You know, I'll push when it comes to when people take advantage of my family, and my family is not just me and you. Unfortunately, you added me and I added you, but it really is. It's Virginia and my customers and our listeners. I really get offended when people do things that don't help out their fellow citizens. Some of our representatives passing the buck to California. We've talked about that. That's very upsetting to me, and I don't get political, but I will call them out. And so we're doing that. And on a funner note, we may get some snow next week, so you have some we've talked about some of the hacks we have. You know, grab your best pair of socks. Instead of lifting up your wiper blades, just put some socks on them. Nice wool, big socks, and it'll keep them from being frozen. It'll keep all that stuff off your wipers. So we talk about that fun stuff, and we have a good old time on the show. And, I mean, we're going on like a year and a half, man, so we must be doing something right.
I would think so. I know I get so many wonderful comments about your ability to answer questions on the air, and once a month, like the first Saturday of the month, Robbie usually comes in, the Ford guy, and handles Yeah, I know those Ford specific questions. And you were talking about having like the House of Delegates and the State Senate here in Virginia pass this stuff off to California. I don't know if you were listening earlier this week. I had Governor Youngkin on, and I asked him about that. And I have that audio. If you want to play it tomorrow morning, we can talk about that a little bit on the program. And you know what else? I sent you, I hope you got the email. There have been a whole bunch of number crunchers out there crunching numbers. Guess what? It's far more expensive to own and operate an electric vehicle than it is a gas vehicle.
Well, you know, and that's the problem, Jeff. So like, I love the technology. You know I do. I have these little RC cars. The gas cannot compete with it. But this is a 16-scale car. Yeah. Like, the gas would go faster, it just won't last as long. But that's different. It's quite the opposite with 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 8,000-pound vehicles. And so, you know, when you talk about this, people have to know that I'm not against electric. I'm just against the reason why they're pushing them. They're not environmentally friendly. And I'm just going to call them out. And anybody who wants – I've invited everybody on our show to come debate me on it. EPA, you know, Department of Transportation, I don't care who it is. Mm-hmm. Like, come debate me, and I'll show you my numbers. Show me yours. Because,
yeah.
You know, it's very easy – to blow smoke up at people and, you know, around, and I'm not going to say the proper term for that or improper, but it's very easy to do that. But I'm saying, okay, well, you came up with for cash for clunkers. You got rid of all kinds of good engines that you called gas guzzlers that weren't. They were 20 miles to the gallon, a lot of them or more. That's not a gas guzzler. And now, so with the middle class down the road now, we can't get engines for them. You locked them all up. You can't get parts for these cars. The used parts places that made their money off of this stuff are going out of business. We can't find good used parts and save people, you know, 60-70% on parts.
Yeah.
So that's the effect of somebody who's a politician thinking, oh, I'm going to feel good when I wake up tomorrow because I'm saving the environment. And really what you're doing is hurting everybody in this country. And that's what they're going to do in Virginia. By 2030, if you try to have electrical vehicles in here, you're going to force everybody to buy them, and the market's not going to be able to work for itself, and it's not going to work. Mark my words, it's an impossibility. And it won't work in California because it never does anything they do, and it's not going to work here. I mean, it just doesn't. California is just the laughing stock of the world. I mean, some of the stuff they do. It's a beautiful state, but it's completely run into the ground. They have no clue what they're doing. So between you and I, I'm a business owner, and I'm a very protectant of all of my fellow Virginians and my citizens, and I'm going to fight for them if I have to as far as this electric stuff. They're not going to force that on, you know, Miss Alderson. They're not going to push it on Mrs. Jones. They're not going to push it on Jeff Katz or on the Andruski family or anybody, and I'm not going to let them do that and make us buy a $100,000 vehicle that might be able to go get us lunch and then come back if we're lucky. Like, we're not going to do that. So I'm a little passionate about it, but I care for the people of our community just like you do. I'm not running for office. Don't worry. I'm just a simple car garage guy. But let's be better and let's do it. We can do it through fun. You and I have the best time ever on our show. And I'm hoping the listeners enjoy it and we can help and give back. That's what it's really all about, Jeff.
Yeah, it certainly is, Stan. You know, it's funny you mentioned the politicians. And again, we don't really get political on the car show. We have a great time. We have fun. We talk about stuff. But one of the things, you just mentioned how politicians have a way of thinking of themselves. Joe Biden, you remember him? He plays the part of the president now. But he was just out yesterday and said, well, citizens will be able to save $1,000 in tax credits, and all they have to do is go out and buy a new car and a new refrigerator. And I'm thinking, well, people can't afford to put food in the refrigerator they have, and I don't know about you, I'm kind of hurting as gasoline is inching back up to $3.50 a gallon. I can't go and buy a new car. So it is just this massive disconnect. And you and the team at Certified Auto Repair, of course, not political, but your mission is to help people keep their cars running, keep them on the road as long as possible, right? That's what you're all about.
It is. And maintenance, you know, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, you know, you save 3 to 5 of those same dollars per dollar in repairs over the history of a vehicle. And you remember not too long ago, Megan was like, you know what? People are spending $4.39 for an oil change or whatever it was. $4.39 was the average. And she was like, we're just going to do oil changes for the same price for a month. I said, you realize we're going to lose every ounce of profit we have for like 3 months from this. And she said, yeah. And that's just who we are. Like, you got to understand, these gas prices can very easily be fixed. And people who believe they don't, come listen to the show tomorrow, and I'll show you how easy it is Mm-hmm. How easy, literally, if the president came out and said, we have oil all over this country, we have 2,000 years of oil, and it's not dirty to get it out of the ground.
Yep.
It's not.
Yep.
We can go get it tomorrow, and we're going to go get it. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, because you talked about Youngkin, right? And we grew up Democrats. I go back and forth depending on if I think it's truthful, if it's Bible-based, if it's going to help people or not. And that's how I do it. You know, but Youngkin's very similar to Doug Wilder. And you wouldn't think, you're like, oh, my gosh. But think about our mayor who completely changed our city. It didn't flood since he's been down there, in case you didn't know this. I mean, really, like he basically figured out the whole flood system nobody else could for 100 years.
Yeah.
And then he ran as governor. One of the best governors did not just push. He pushed what was best for Americans. And I swear to you, when I look at Youngkin, I don't see this agenda. I see where can we meet together. I mean, he brought Northern Virginia together with the rest of our great Commonwealth. And you think we all actually came together on giving our kids, you know, ample ability. So when we, you know, you walk at my shop all the time and you ask these guys, hey, whose cars are you working on? It's my mom's. Okay. Well, what that means to them is that's somebody bringing their children to school every day. That's somebody bringing them to their sports programs on the weekend. That's somebody going to church. So we take that. I get passionate about my people. And I grew up in Boston till I was about, you know, probably 11.
Yep.
But
yep.
I grew up. I'm 46. I'm a Virginian. Like that's what I am. And I'm gonna fight for my people. And I'm gonna do what's right for their vehicles, even the parts. Good news, guys. We just started seeing parts start to come down.
Oh.
And this is what's gonna happen. You know, they're gonna keep driving up for a little longer, but demand's gonna go down a little bit, which is gonna hurt. But then prices are gonna start coming down. So be ready.
Yeah.
There's gonna be some good deals. Don't spend all your money yet. Just spend it where you need it. And hold on. We're going to be fine through this. You and I have said this before.
Mm-hmm.
It always has cycles.
Yep.
It's sad we've had to go through this because if it was run properly, we just wouldn't. It's just there's no other way to say it. We don't have to be going through this. That's the frustrating part.
Yep.
But there are people like Jeff in our community that will fight for us. And there are people like us that certified that I'll give you the shirt off my back if I have to. And that's just the way it's going to be. I've almost lost my business several times doing it. I just want to help people if I can. And that's the way it's going to be. I'm not going to stop serving Central Virginia. This is my home, and we're going to fight to make our home better together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Stan, there's more good news. I was talking to a contractor the other day who said that not housing costs, but, you know, materials, lumber, stuff like that, that's also coming down in a big fashion. So that's good news. I mean, maybe we're all going to get back on the right track. We're all going to be able to do it. But listen, I'm over time, but do me a favor,
sir.
Because no, not your fault, mine. I notice that like the Facebook page for Certified Auto Repair and the website for Certified Auto Repair and people who are signed up, sometimes you'll send something out and say, hey, we got this, we've got a special, or you can take 10% off here or there. What's the best way for people to be aware of what these offers are at Certified?
Oh, yeah. So you know, we send mailers out locally, and we try to send them out to anybody that's been there. We once a year will go out, and we have people, you know, we have people come from Ohio. We have people come from Massachusetts. I mean, literally, like, oh, I only want Stan touching my car. I'm like, y'all have problems. There are other good technicians in this country. But you go on, you know, it's certified RVA. What is certified? You know this. You got the thing, Jeff.
Oh, all right, President Biden. Yes, I will. Yes. I will absolutely be happy to.
You go to our website.
Along. Yes. Absolutely.
If you can have Ryan look it up, because I always forget it because we have seven of them. No,
oh,
but the main website for Certified Auto Repair. Type it in. We do have offers if you look at coupons in there and look them up. We're getting ready to send rebates out to every customer we've had this year. They're going to get rebate checks just in time for taxes. So you're going to get a little money back, hopefully from taxes, if you play the cards right. Even if you didn't, we're going to give you all kinds of deals to try to help you out. Realistically, people want to repair their cars. Sometimes it can just be expensive, and we're trying to help court off that. So you can always look on Facebook. You can come in. You can literally ask Robbie if there are any coupons. He'll tell you where to go in some cases, if it's there. But, yes, it's our website, but it's just completely slipped my mind. This is what happens when you get
old. All right, Stan. You go get your focus factor, Gramps. It's CertifiedAutoRVA.com. Goodness gracious. Finally, finally, I get to do something for you. It's about time, isn't it? CertifiedAutoRVA.com. CertifiedAutoRVA.
Thank you, buddy. I cannot wait for tomorrow.
It's going to be a blast. Thank you, Stan. That is Stan Andruski. And yes, he is from Certified Auto Repair, CertifiedAutoRVA.com. But more importantly, for our purposes, he is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, heard each and every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Stan is just a great guy. Bottom line, I don't know any other way to say it. He's just the salt of the earth. And is all about helping this community. And that means keeping your car on the road as long as possible and not breaking the bank. And if there's something free that you can do, he's got these great mechanics hacks. That's what we're calling them now. So tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., please tune in to News Radio WRBA in the garage with Stan Andruski. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.